Dozens of earthquakes have rocked the far western Aleutians over the past several weeks, most recently early Tuesday morning near Amchitka Island. The quakes thus far have been confined to this mostly uninhabited part of the island chain, but the largest on Saturday, and also near Amchitka, was felt by residents of Adak Island. Adak is 200 miles east of Amchitka and home to about 300 people, including Janet McNall, who operates the Adak General Store.
First we felt just a little, you know, like a, you know, a wave type thing, you know, rolling. And then we thought, well, it's almost over. And then pretty soon it was, you could hear, sometimes, you know, you can hear them coming. And then we heard this noise, and all of a sudden it's like something slammed into the side of the building. And, I mean, it shook stuff off the shelves. This house right across the street actually got glasses broken that fell on the floor. And these buildings out here are supposedly made so that they're supposed to take the earthquake. So in the store, it has to be a pretty good-sized one for us to feel it, or else we wouldn't, you know, feel it at all.
Saturday's earthquake had a magnitude of 6.7, and most of the others have been measured at about 5. Paul Whitmore, director of the National Weather Service's West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer, said that this kind of quake series is not uncommon along the Aleutian chain.
It's not rare by any means. We have, we call them swarms, and we see them occur from time to time in various areas of the Aleutian Trench. On the other hand, it's not something that happens every year, but every, you know, every few years we'll see one of these somewhere.
Earthquakes are relatively common in the Aleutian chain because the islands sit along what's known as the Aleutian-Alaska Megathrust, the boundary between the North American tectonic plate and the Pacific Ocean plate. Two of the eight largest earthquakes in the past century have occurred in the Aleutians. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.